Me la caí.
This is what I remember for still bigger than gentlemen. It's our first meeting in 2011. We have had a wonderful 2010. We have achieved quite a lot as a country together, and we have shown that together we can do more. The World Cup was wonderful. It was wonderful. And Mama, we, as we begin this year, we are looking forward to a very, very successful 2011 as well. But it cannot be successful if we are not pulling together as a nation. We have to have our differences, but the way we manage our differences will be what will be critical in going forward. We welcome Honorable Ms. Terre Blanche as a new member of the DA. You are welcome, and we are going to do even better with you. I can see in your eyes. So, as we move forward, let us make sure that there are a lot of people that are jobless out there that need our contribution to make our lives, their lives better. There are a lot of people that need business. Businesses, they need our oversight to make sure that things are happening the way they ought to happen. We know there is a lot of poverty in the rural areas. Those people, among other people, depend on our input as we are here in their parliament. The same applies to the sick and the unwell that need a better health system. The people and the children that are hungry for education in order to have a better life, to improve the quality of their lives, they are looking forward to, among others, us, in order to better their lives. The crime-ridden societies are looking forward to us. The businessman that is bankrupt because of corruption is looking forward to us to make sure that they can predict what to do in order to get a tender. They need to know what they need to do in order to run their business. So, honorable members, as we begin this year, I believe we have enough verve, vim, and vigor to continue. And let us move as if we have never worked before. I know this is the year of the elections. It is going to be a very, very busy year for most of the members, but let us make sure that we pace ourselves so that we are not exhausted or having stressed ourselves to hospital at the end of this year. With those words, I open this meeting for you. It is your meeting. Let us start. The agenda before us stands as follows. Number one, consideration of draft committee program. That is the first term 2011. Item number two, tabling of the annual report, annual committee activity report of 2010. Here, the report will be tabled and we shall adopt it later. If not, next week we are not going to have a meeting, we'll be away. So, if not, in 2 weeks' time or in 3 weeks' time, some time later. But this tabling of the annual report, has it been circulated, Jerry?
Yes, it is.
I think it has been circulated. It is without the overview of the chairperson. And the chairperson will do the overview. But if you have something you believe would be important in terms of leadership, then you could add more. But mostly it is just going to comment on 2010 as the defining moment of our country. That was a splendid success beyond our expectation, and going to make us aware that we cannot afford not to take advantage of the legacy it has presented to us. The second area would be around priorities of government. Comment particularly where they affect this committee. Inclusive growth, the problem of tourism spread, which is continuing, the continuing problem in terms of transformation in the industry. And then the other area would be the problem, the issue of alignment of national government, provincial government, and local government in as far as this industry is concerned. How do we make sure that we have optimum efficiency? How do we make sure that we can do more with less? How do we make sure that we can work smarter? And part of the solution would then be the summit, where we talk as a sector. Parliament, the executive, and the different spheres of government on the side of government, and then on the other side, it would be the private sector. We hope that all departments that we invited will be present at the summit, because we find ourselves being a department that is transversal. It is affected by police. It is affected by what local government is doing. It is affected by what provincial governments are doing. It is affected by what environment is doing. It is affected by what transport is doing, what Home Affairs is doing. So in order to improve our oversight, we've got to have these role players together so as to deepen our insights and do our oversight even better. So this summit, I think, is going to take us a level higher in order to attain our goals, in order to improve the performance of all role players affecting the industry. We shall be having that summit on the 28th. We have invited a number of stakeholders, and it seems that there is a lot of interest in this summit. A lot of people want to come, they want to contribute, and then amongst the people that will be there will be academics in the relevant area. It will be different departments, including education, COCTA, and a number of departments. So we hope that it is going to make us work better. and we invite, from where I stand, I invite any input that some of you may feel would be necessary for the direction of this committee through 2011. With those words, I thank you and I will hand over the meeting to you, the rightful owner of the meeting. No, item one, I'd ask Jerry to lead us in the draft program. The management committee set, and then it has drawn up the program has to be presented by Jerry Boltina, our secretary. Thank you.
Thanks, and good morning to all honorable members. Members will recall last year we were provided with guidelines by the Office of the House Chairperson in order for committees to formulate their report, their program for the first term of 2011. The management committee of the portfolio committee we met and we looked into the parameters that were provided and then we developed this draft program we are today presenting to the entire committee. We were proposing that as the management committee that the first meeting of the committee for 2011 should be today, the 18th of January, where specifically we will look at this draft program for the first term, and then we also table our activity annual report of this portfolio committee of 2010. And also any other outstanding matters that might be there. We are also proposing that our second meeting would be the 25th, where we will be having a site visit to the township of Khayelitsha, Guguletu, Nyanga, and Mitchell's Plain. Purpose being to assess and evaluate the tourism opportunities for contribution to inclusive economic growth and sustainable livelihood. We are currently working on those logistics so that the committee can visit those townships with regard to economic development in the township area. We are also proposing that our third meeting will be on the 8th of February, yes, where we will get a briefing from the National Department of Tourism so that they can tell us exactly what the department is currently doing on improving the intergovernmental relations. The committee will recall that in the course of last year, we have discovered that that was one of the weaknesses, that whilst we've got so many departments and they've got one common goal, but ours, we find that when it comes to tourism, there was a lot that there wasn't much interaction between the different spheres of government. And even our oversight in Limpopo and Northern Cape, we have also seen that in terms of our report, that there's really not much improvement in terms of intergovernmental relations. So we've called department specifically for that purpose, so that they can inform us exactly what are they currently doing or planning in terms of improving intergovernmental relations. Then on Wednesday, as per the previous guidelines from the chair, we were informed that on the 9th of February there's going to be a member training. But I'm aware that according to the latest developments, I understand that training is going to be in this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I think today or tomorrow it's it's no longer on the night. But in any way, it doesn't set the committee because it falls on a Wednesday. And then on the 10th of February, that would be the State of the Nation address, which will be a joint sitting in the National Assembly. Then on Tuesday, the 15th, we will also convene the committee where the Parliamentary Research Unit will provide us with the analysis of that State of the Nation address. And then on the same day at 2 o'clock, then there will be a debate on the State of the Nation address in the National Assembly. And the debate will continue again on the 16th. And then on the 17th, then the President will be replying to that debate. Then on the 22nd of February, we are proposing to have on the 22nd of February, we will have a seminar on emerging businesses on tourism, inclusive growth and development, where we will have the Department of Trade and Industry, the Department of Tourism and the TEP. That meeting will be in this venue. Then on the 23rd, on Wednesday, that will be the budget speech at 2 o'clock. And then on the 28th of February and the 1st of March, we are proposing to have our summit on those 2 days. And we have been given...
Sorry, sir.
Yes.
What's the summit?
Yes. The 28th of February and the 1st of March. We are proposing to have that tourism summit. Last year we have done a lot of work on that, but at a later stage it had to be postponed because of the difference. In approaches, the way Parliament wanted us to approach the tourism summit and the way the committee had its own views on that. But we have agreed that due to a number of things, then it had to be postponed and re-established again. So we are proposing that should be on the 2nd of the 20, sorry, on the 28th of February and the 1st of March. And then the 8th of March, then we will have a briefing from the National Accommodation Association of South Africa, NASA, so that they can also inform us on their activities with regard to lodges, B&Bs, and guest lodges in the country. We also want to encourage them just to make sure that those who have this accommodation, their accommodation are also graded as it was also a request from last year. And then the following meeting itself will be on Tuesday, the 15th of March, where we'll get a briefing by the National Department of Tourism on pre-briefing on strategic plan. The department is proposing to the committee that before they can table their straight plans, both the department and the SAT on to Parliament, they are proposing to have a pre-briefing session with the committee so that if there are any issues that the committee might want to comment on, they can do that before the strategic plan can be tabled formally to Parliament. So we will give the department that opportunity on the 15th of March. And that meeting will be in the committee room E249. The following meeting will be on Tuesday, the 22nd of March, where we'll be briefing by the National Department of Tourism and the South African SAT on biannual reports of both of them. Then the following meeting will be on Tuesday the 29th, that is on page 5. That meeting will be a briefing by Department of Tourism and the South African Tourism on budget and strategic plans for 2011 and 2012 financial year. That meeting will be in this venue. We are proposing because according to the guidelines that we were provided by the Office of the House Chair, committees will be also be provided with an additional allocation of committee period between the 5th of April and the 5th of April up to the 8th of April. Now, provisionally, the committee we are proposing that we have a provincial oversight to Northwest and Soweto on those days. Then the
sorry, Chairperson, I just want to ask a question to Jerry. I think I spoke to him over the phone. On the parliamentary program, it's indicated that exact week will be a constituency week, that week between the 5th and the 8th, according to the latest parliamentary program that I saw.
Chair, I'm not sure. We will have to rectify that because according to what we have been given by Mr. Frolic, the House Chairperson responsible for committees, they were saying the 4th of April up to the 8th, that has been provided for the additional committee period. I'm sure we will have to rectify according to this member. But we will check with the Office of the House Chairperson exactly what is going to happen on that, so that we can revisit that. Then on the 12th of April, then we are proposing that the committee then will have to consider its budget report on the strategic plans of the department and the SAT on the 12th of April. And then the last meeting, we are proposing it to be on the 19th of April, where we will be briefing by the local government, SALCA, and the Department of Cooperative Governments and Traditional Affairs, and Tourism and National Treasury on infrastructure for tourism development in the country. We have also been informed, Chair, that the committee, because has not been given any chance to undertake an international study tour, we have been informed that the committee will get its 10 this year, 2011. Between July and August, so we are proposing that then our international study tour would take place around August. Basically, those are the proposals that we are making to the committee, based on what we have been provided, and also taking the consideration of time, what is possible, what is not possible. So basically, we are tabling to this draft report to the committee for consideration and further comments. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Sherry. Honorable
Farai. Sir, thank you very much. I move for adoption of the report if the provision of amendments after the Secretariat and the budget of the Parliament, the program of the Parliament has been aligned, so that we should come back and maybe to rectify where it's necessary. But to agree with the report as it is, if this happened without a one treaty. Thank you.
Madam Rabbit.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, I must say, I think I appreciate the program of the 25th of January, this visit to Township Tourism Establishment. And I just want to say, one wishes we could have more of that kind of oversight, so that we can actually reach all levels of people who are trying to participate in the economic activities of tourism. But I can see now, of course, the program for this term is full. And I would like to suggest that for every term, if you could have a program like that, identify different areas, maybe also in different provinces as well. I know we are targeting Northwest, we're also targeting Soweto. And I'm just suggesting that we keep this in mind all the time. Because you see, there are, as you all know, there are the emerging business people in tourism. And I think they do need to be encouraged. But of course, at the same time, we should also identify the successful ones. You see, the successful ones, and also visit them so that we can learn from them why they have been how they have been successful, and that knowledge can also be transferred to those who are also still emerging. I'm just trying to say we balance, you know, we don't only visit the emerging ones, but we also visit the successful ones. Now, for interesting, why have we chosen? Why are we choosing Vietnam as a country that we could visit? Is it because perhaps they have some successful tourism industries? When we visit these countries, definitely we visit them because we know there is something to learn from them with regard to the area that we are participating in this case, tourism. Is that for curiosity's sake, Chairperson? Why have we chosen Vietnam? Now, the other point I want to comment on is the program for Tuesday, the 19th of April, on page 5. Is it not too much? Shall we be able to finish that in 2 hours, 10 to 12? I don't know. If we could just look at that.
On
the 19th of April. Yeah. Is it not too crowded? We have
looking at all the problem of alignment between the three spheres of government. SANGA is local government, COGTA is all the governments.
No, I think it's my mistake. I thought it was three different departments. See now it's two.
Yes.
Yeah, the local government and tourism.
Yeah, and then it would be tourism and treasury, the money people.
Oh, yes, treasury. That's what I was saying. Is it not too much because we've got tourism? We also have treasure. This is about alignment. Eh?
I think the this stems from what we discussed at our strategy meeting, where there was what is this institution, fiscal and FFC, Financial and Fiscal Commission.
Yeah.
So,
we can't separate
them. And then we said that in some instances we may need to expand expand in terms of infrastructure and even buildings in some instances. For instance, if you are going to look at areas like the Wild Coast, you may need to you need roads, you need sanitation, you need water before you can even talk of a hotel or accommodation. You need a lot of things. So what we are saying is that without treasury, we may make proposals only to find that a lot of basic items of infrastructure are missing. And then without those basic items of infrastructure, our tourism expansion then would fail. That's why we wanted to have them together. The second area was we have discovered, particularly in more rural areas, that when they have their IDPs and then they apply for municipality infrastructure grants, they do not have tourism as an item. So they concentrate on the ordinary roads, sanitation, building houses, which is good, but you've got to remember that the people that you are building houses for will need jobs. And in some areas, jobs mean expanding tourism. That is what we are saying. Then there was a mover, and then is there any seconder? Seconded. But let me invite you to make proposals for next term. Now we are dealing with the next 3 months. So if you think that there are very, very important items that we have missed out, let us line them up for the next term. So the management committee will meet later and discuss the issue, perhaps within 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and discuss the issue of planning for the next term. But if you think that there are areas that they need to consider even before they meet, rather than have debate here, it's rather better to have that as an input. We put it in our program, and then we see how we have your item in our agenda. The issue of Soweto and Northwest is because we can travel by road from Over Tambo to Northwest, so it's easier. That was why we have chosen Soweto and Northwest. But it doesn't mean that we shall not be going to the other mainly disadvantaged and rural provinces. That would be the Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga, we have not visited. Those the other provinces that we have not visited. Okay. And the issue of Vietnam. Vietnam is an emerging country, and then perhaps let us, on more details, let us allow the input from research.
Thanks, Sean. Basically, I think in the meeting we decided that we haven't really decided on the place to go, because so and said that must be done on where we really do the study tour. But those were some of the names that would come up, like Vietnam, Spain, and all that. And the interest in Vietnam was mostly because of the way they do the intergovernmental relations, how they sort of like, advocate for tourism in the different spheres of government, as well as the different departments that are dependent, that tourism is dependent on in order to succeed. So I think there were like four places that we're looking at. So we're still going to do extensive, we're still going to do the research on it and find out which one will be the best to go to for our study tour this year. Thank you.
And then we said that for purposes of optimizing the gains, of the summit, we would have to have the MCOP on board. What happened to that? Jerry?
The correspondence has been sent to the chairperson of the select committee on what they call trade and select committee on trade and international relations. Last week we called them to our management meeting. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it, but they said we must provide them with the program as to when are we sitting again as a management committee, so that they can be part of our planning processes. Otherwise, the letters are out there to all the chairpersons that we have invited, and which their roles have an impact on our work as tourism. So I will hear from the chair. I understand it's going to be around either today or tomorrow. But the correspondence is out already.
Yeah. In fact, despite the other departments, I think it would be important to discuss with our peers at the NCOP, and if possible. It doesn't mean that now we are going to alter the program, but. We shall continue to liaise, because in the first place we said that we wanted to start the process with them on board. Then we have been informing them, but we do not know what is happening with their secretariat. But we shall continue, because this process will end up richer with the NCOP. And the issue of visiting next week would also be to check whether the government is optimizing opportunities for the disadvantaged areas. Check what the municipal government is doing, check what is the provincial government is doing, as we have done with the other provinces. Check with what the national government is doing, because and then the blockages perhaps that are there for emerging entrepreneurs. Then I just wanted to clarify some of the things. The study through the issue of Vietnam is not in concrete, has not been concretized. But when we look at the destination we want to go to, let us first look at our problems. What are our problems, and what do we want to learn? And that is essentially this thing, the intention. And these are people that most probably won't be talking our language, will need interpreters, won't be in a position to read what they've written. And that experience I had in China, where now you just feel how illiterate people feel. You become totally illiterate. You can't talk to a policeman. You can't ask for a train. You can't do anything. That's when I realized how being illiterate is. You go to a policeman, you talk to him in English, they don't know English. You go to this one, they don't know English. They fetch another one, they speak English in a way you don't understand. So now that is a hindrance to tourism. So if that is a hindrance, what do we do? You go to Soweto, well, most of the people can manage along. But you go to deep rural area, to Zulu, they just talk to you in Zulu, whether they are English, Afrikaans, or speaking any language. So It's all things we will have to learn. we are open to advice from anyone. Then, if you are satisfied, then let us go to the next item.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just as a little bit of advice, I usually see, and I've already, you know, experienced that if you visit a country which doesn't, which is not proficient in your own language, you hire or you organize an interpreter, and you marry that person right through, or maybe it's usually two. You marry those people for the rest of your visit. Whether they are telling you they're interpreting correctly or not, but they are always there. Thank you, Chair.
Let us then go to the next area. But before I go to the next item on the agenda, let me apologize for not announcing the apologies that we are having. We are having an apology from Honorable Zulu, Honorable Zigalala, and Honorable Kumbo. Those are the apologies that we are having as this committee. I do not know whether there are any other apologies from the Secretariat. Okay, let us then go to the second item of the agenda, and that is tabling of committee annual activity report, what we have been doing. That has been circulated to us, and I'm sure most of us have read it, and then if there's there are issues. One, I would refer those issues to the Secretary for correction. And then when we deal with the report, it will be after those amendments, if it is agreed that we amend whatever you want to amend it. Is that okay with everyone? But do you think that everything that we've got there is factual? Well, sometimes what is fact to you is a perception to me.
I wouldn't say be able to make any comments, Chairperson, because really I have not read it. I just went through it very, very quickly. So I'm still need to read it thoroughly.
Okay. Now, well, we have enough time because next week we will not be having a meeting. But if you want to have inputs, please, we invite inputs from all members. Then we go to the next item, consideration of minutes of the 16th of November 2010. Before we go to the minutes, we have to check, are we having a quorum now? Because in order to approve, we are having a quorum. So let us go to the minutes and check. we all finished reading?
The point I'm really interested in is on page 3, the committee's concern.
The committee concern, we have page 3, about 10 lines from the top.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't asking anything, but I'm not sure if I understand. Point 3. This is what you really said.
I
know the secretary is writing what you said, but I just want to confirm that anything. It's so strong. The agreement. Are not benefiting the country. That's what you said.
If I noted the issue there between the committee and the department was what is the recourse of the committee if we see that the agreement is not yielding any benefits to the country. So that was the issue between the committee and the department. Because this was stemming from the fact that these agreements were referred in terms of 2, 3, 1, 3. Where the committee can't do anything is just informed. So really, it the way I interpreted it was a concern from the committee.
So did you get a response? And if you got the response, is it not right therefore to put the response in the minutes? Did you get a response from the department? On that point. I understand it, and I agree to that. But then if you get a response.
Okay, then I will go through my back to my minutes and my notes.
What is in fact here is what we have said in the particular meeting. I remember well what we contributed in the meeting. I don't want to say it myself, but I know that this process was there. It's just to get the clarity. If we are sitting here, we said no, this we thought this thing is not benefiting us. What? As the member, what is our contribution to that? Can we say, no, stop this? We just want that clarity.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Just a question.
Let us deal with that follow up first and then with that issue first and then the other issues.
No, I understand that. I understand that part. But I think it is interesting to have the response, particularly because we know that this agreement, it says in the Constitution that they are actually the prerogative of the executive. You see? Now, this question therefore is important that if the committee is saying, even though it is the prerogative of the department or of the executive, supposing the committee feels it does not benefit the country, so what can be done? So to me, the response, if the response appears somewhere also here, To me, that is the.
I do not know whether we got a straightforward response from the. But the issue was the we asked that question, but we had the DG, we did not have the minister who is responsible, so the DG could not respond on those. And then, but we always have a distinct recourse as parliament, because we can ask a question or engage the minister to explain. Using other processes. Mama.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think if even the heading here, it says committee consent, that then if these are the minutes, which these are the concerns that was raised in that. So I think this is the right way of putting them, so that then in future we can refer our question to the minister to head of the state, because we had concerns we should not properly answer. I think this is the right way of putting them. Thank you.
Okay, I think yeah, that explains it. If we were not satisfied, the exact response was not there.
Thank you, Chair. Also to add to that, it was the answer that was provided at that time was to say that, number one, it was the prerogative of the minister to have any agreement signed, and since there were no any financial implications to it, there wasn't really any much you can do, because if the minister then says that it's not working, then they can just get out of the agreement without any financial implications.
Yeah, in fact, it was out of their hands. But we always have a distinct recourse as parliament. We can put it in debate. We can put it anywhere. We can deal with these issues. But the concern also was the number of these things that are happening at the same time, without actually evaluating their benefits. If now one happens to be a disaster, then now, after multiplying them 30 times, 40 times, without evaluating, then you may have a big problem before you. But so far, there hasn't been any problem. Then the next item, after adopting the minutes, is we go. But thank you very much for a very productive meeting. It was short, sharp, and to the point. Thank you very much. I would like to meet with the study group of the ANC just to check on a few things, please.